Hi everyone. Today, as we enter chapter 12, we shift our focus to the future, to the forces that will redefine how rural development and agribusiness evolve in the coming decades. The previous chapter showed us where we stand today in terms of trade, technology, and rural impact. But this chapter is about looking ahead and imagining what the fields, markets, and rural enterprises of tomorrow will look like. We are living in a time when agriculture is no longer just about tradition. It is about technology, sustainability, and inclusivity. Artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and precision farming are making agriculture smarter and more efficient. At the same time, new challenges such as climate change, finance gaps, and workforce shortages require us to rethink our strategies. The exciting part is that the future of agribusiness is not distant. It is unfolding around us. From smart villages powered by digital platforms to climate-resilient crops and export-oriented production, the next decade promises transformation at a scale we have never seen before. With that vision in mind, let us begin this chapter by looking at how technology is already revolutionizing the agribusinesses. Agribusiness today is at the forefront of a digital revolution. Technologies like artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and precision farming are no longer experimental concepts. They are transforming how a farmer plants, monitors, and sells their crops. For instance, AI-powered systems can predict weather changes, detect pest infestations early, and optimize input usage, allowing farmers to act with foresight rather than hindsight. IoT-enabled devices such as soil sensors provide real-time updates on moisture and nutrient levels, making irrigation and fertilization precise and efficient. Precision farming, supported by drones and satellite imagery, ensure that resources are used where needed, cutting waste and improving productivity. The impact is twofold, economic and environmental. Farmer benefits from higher yields and lower cost, while the plant benefits from reduced water usage, fewer chemicals, and healthier soils. In short, technology is making agriculture not only smarter, but also more sustainable. And this is just the beginning. To understand the depth of this revolution, let us look closely at the role of artificial intelligence in agribusiness. Artificial intelligence is becoming the brain behind modern agribusinesses. One of its most powerful applications is predictive analytics. AI models can forecast crop yields with remarkable accuracy, taking into account weather patterns, soil health, and pest risk. This allows the farmers to plan harvest better and reduce losses. AI also powers automated sorting and grading. In large warehouses, robots equipped with vision technology can quickly grade fruits and vegetables based on size, color, and quality. What once took hours of manual labor can now be achieved in minutes, ensuring both speed and precision. Another crucial use is in the market demand optimization. Machine learning tools analyze consumer trends and predict which crops or products will be in demand. This helps farmers and agribusiness align their production with market needs, reducing waste and maximizing profits. In short, AI turns farming from a reactive activity to a proactive, data-driven enterprise. Farmers are no longer guessing. They are making informed choices. With AI providing intelligence, the next piece of puzzle is connectivity. And that is where the Internet of Things comes into play. The Internet of Things, IoT, is giving farmers eyes and ears on their field 24/7. Tiny sensors placed in soil or attached to crops continuously track data on moisture, nutrients, and plant health. This real-time monitoring means that problems can be identified early before they can go to costly disasters. IoT also powers automated systems. Smart irrigation units release water only when soil moisture drops below a threshold, saving huge amounts of water. Similarly, fertilization can be automated, ensuring nutrients are delivered precisely when and where they are needed. Beyond the farm, IoT enhances supply chain transparency. Connected systems track produce from harvest to market, recording storage conditions, transport times, and quality checks. This transparency builds trust with consumers who increasingly want to know where their food comes from and under what conditions it was grown. The power of IoT lies in its ability to integrate every step of the process, from planting to consumption, into a seamless data-driven system. But sensors and connectivity alone are not enough. They must be combined with smarter farming practices. This brings us to the next game changer, precision farming. Precision farming is transforming the old logic of one-size-fits-all agriculture into a site-specific management. Using satellite imagery and drone technology, farmers can map fields in detail, identifying the patches of land that need more water, fertilizer, or pest control. Instead of applying resources uniformly, they target interventions with pinpoint accuracy. GIS mapping goes further by integrating soil type, rainfall, and topography into decision making. This helps farmers optimize seed placement, manage irrigation more effectively, and reduce chemical usage. The result is higher yields at lower cost. The beauty of precision farming lies in its ability to make agriculture resource efficient. Waste is minimized, environmental damage is reduced, and productivity is maximized. For example, vineyards in Europe now use drones to scan grape quality, while farmers in India are adopting GPS-enabled tractors for efficient sowing. Precision farming is not just about technology. It's about a mindset shift where data replaces guesswork and efficiency replaces excess. Of course, data is at the heart of all this innovation. So let us explore how data-driven decision-making is shaping the future of agribusiness. In modern agribusiness, data is the new fertilizer. Every device, sensor, and drone generate streams of information, from soil health to crop growth to market prices. The key is how this data is collected, analyzed, and acted upon. The first step is to collect data. Sensors, weather stations, and farm machinery continuously feed information into digital platforms. Next, the data must be analyzed. AI and analytics tools identify trends, flag risk, and highlight opportunities. For instance, analysis might reveal that a certain crop is underperforming due to soil deficiencies or that market prices will peak 2 weeks later. Finally, the data enables farmers to optimize actions. Instead of relying on institutions, they will make informed decisions when to irrigate, when to apply pesticides, and when to harvest. This reduces waste, increases yields, and improves profitability. Data-driven decision-making turns farming into a science. It ensures that every rupee, every drop of water, every hour of labor delivers maximum value. But data is not just about efficiency. It is also about protection. Which leads us to our next topic, how technology helps in minimizing risk. Agriculture will always carry risks, but technology now allows us to manage them more effectively. Weather forecasting systems provide early warning of storms, droughts, or temperature fluctuations, giving farmers crucial time to prepare. In pest management, AI-powered detection tools identify infestations in their early stages. Farmers can act before pest spreads, saving crops and reducing the need for heavy pesticide use. This is not only protects yields, but also lowers cost and environmental damage. Technology also mitigates market fluctuations. By analyzing global demand and supply trends, digital platforms forecast price changes, helping farmers adjust input costs or time their sales for better returns. Together, these tools reduce uncertainty, turning farming into a more predictable and resilient enterprise. Farmers are empowered to act with confidence rather than fear. With risks better managed, technology also opens the door to empowerment, especially for rural, small, and rural farmers who are often left behind. Technology is not only for large-scale commercial farms. It is increasingly empowering small and rural agribusiness. Affordable smart tools from mobile-based advisory services to low-cost soil sensors are bringing modernization within the reach of even the most remote farmers. The benefits are transformative. Through resource management, farmers can use water, fertilizers, and labor more efficiently, which directly increases their profits. With this savings, they can reinvest in better seeds, tools, or education for their families. Technology also creates a competitive advantage. Data-driven practices allow rural farmers to meet global market standards, making them part of an international value chain that were once inaccessible. In many villages, smallholder farmers using digital platforms are already linking directly to urban buyers, cutting out middlemen and securing higher margins. In this way, technology is turning local farms into global businesses. This empowerment goes beyond income. It builds confidence, independence, and resilience among rural communities. And while empowerment is crucial, the numbers tell us a powerful story. technology delivers measurable environmental and economic benefits. The future of agribusiness lies not only in growth, but in sustainable growth. Technology-driven practices are showing clear results. Studies reveal that farms adopting smart tools see on an average a 15% increase in yields. This means more food produced from the same land, helping to address global hunger. Equally significant is the 20% saving in resources. Water, fertilizers, and chemicals often overused in traditional methods are optimized through precision farming, reducing waste and protective ecosystems. Farmers save money while contributing to sustainability. Perhaps the most impressive is the 30% reduction in cost. Automated systems lower labor expenses, reduce crop losses, and improve efficiency across the board. For a farmer, this savings can be a difference between survival and prosperity. The beauty of these benefits that they are mutually reinforcing. What is good for the farmer's pocket is also good for the planet. This alignment of profit and sustainability is what makes the future of agribusiness so promising. With such results, the big question comes, where is agribusiness headed? Let us look at the future of agribusiness as a whole. The agribusiness of tomorrow will look very different from today. First, we will see a greater technology adoption. AI, IoT, and precision tools will no longer be limited to advanced nations, but will spread globally even to the smallest farm. Second, innovation will continue to expand. Breakthrough in genetics, bioengineering, robotics, and digital finance will optimize productivity and sustainability at every stage. A farmer's smartphone will become as essential as his tractor. Third, the global impact will be profound. With populations rising and climate pressures increasing, agribusiness will play a central role in ensuring both food security and environmental balance. It will not only feed people, but also conserve resources and capture carbon. In essence, agribusiness is evolving into a high-tech, sustainable, and globally connected enterprise. The changes may be complex, but they are full of promise. But as with any transformation, the road ahead will bring both challenges and opportunities. Agribusiness stands at a crossroads. On one hand, it faces some of the most daunting challenges of our time. Climate change disrupts weather patterns, bringing droughts, floods, and unpredictable seasons. Land fragmentation makes mechanization harder, reducing economies of scale. Farmers often struggle with access to finance, unable to secure loans or investment capital for modernization. On the other hand, the opportunities are equally significant. Global demand for high-value food is rising, creating export potential. Technology integration is making production more efficient and traceable. And perhaps more exciting, youth engagement is reshaping the sector. Across the world, young entrepreneurs are entering agriculture with fresh ideas, startups, and energy. The challenge then is how to balance these threats and opportunities. The winners will be those who embrace innovation, build resilience, and seize the momentum of changing consumer and market trends. Among the challenges, one critical cluster deserves special attention: supply chain and policy gaps, which also include workforce shortages. Agribusinesses faces a set of structural challenges that shape every other issue in the sector. The first is climate change. Erratic weather, prolonged droughts, and sudden floods make farming unpredictable and risky. Farmers are forced to adapt quickly, but often without the resources to do so. The second is land fragmentation. As farms are divided across generations, holdings get smaller. This reduces economies of scale, making mechanization difficult and discouraging investment in modern tools or irrigation systems. A farmer with 1 acre simply cannot compete with the efficiencies of larger farms. The third is access to finance. Rural entrepreneurs often struggle to secure loans or capital. With limited collateral and high perceived risk, many remain locked out of formal credit systems. This prevents them from adopting technologies or scaling their operations. These three, climate, land, and finance, form the foundation of the agribusiness challenge. Unless they are addressed, even the best policies or technologies will struggle to take root. And on top of this structure's issue lie operational barriers. The supply chain gaps, policy inconsistencies, and workforce shortages that we will examine next. Even the best harvest can lose value if the supply chain is weak. Poor infrastructure, bad roads, limited cold storage, and weak logistics leads to post-harvest losses, particularly for perishables. In some regions, farmers lose up to 30% of their produce before it even reaches the market. Policy gaps compound the problem. Inconsistent regulations, delayed reforms, and overlapping compliance requirements create uncertainty. When policies are unclear or unstable, investment slows down and innovation stalls. Adding to this is a shortage of skilled workforce. Border agribusiness relies on technology, drones, AI tools, and automated machinery. But many rural areas lack trained personnel to operate and maintain their systems. The skills gap prevents farmers from fully benefiting from available technologies. The result is a cycle where potential remains unfulfilled. Products fail to reach market efficiently, policies fail to inspire confidence, and skills fail to match the needs of the sector. Breaking this cycle requires bold reforms, better training, and integrated supply chain development. If these gaps are addressed, the sector will be far more better positioned to leverage global demand and technology as growth drivers. Despite its challenges, agribusiness is powered by two unstoppable forces: global demand and technology. Rapid urbanization is driving demand for high-value foods like dairy, organic vegetables, and processed products. Countries that can supply this consistently will dominate the markets of tomorrow. Technology, meanwhile, is the great equalizer. Digital platforms link farmers directly to buyers. Mobile-based payments and advisory systems give rural producers the same access to information as urban traders. The traceability tools and smart logistics make exports more reliable and competitive. Another powerful driver is youth engagement. Across Asia, Africa, and Latin America, young people are entering agribusinesses as entrepreneurs, bringing energy and innovation. Their startups are solving problems in logistics, processing, and digital connectivity. Together, these forces point to a promising future. If nations can harness demand, apply technology, and engage youth, agribusiness will not just grow, it will transform into a global engine of prosperity. To make this vision possible, however, governments must play a catalytic role. That is what we will explore next. Governments across the world are realizing that agriculture cannot be left to chance. It needs structured support. In India, incentives like the PM Kisan scheme provide direct income support to millions of farmers, considering offering financial stability and the confidence to invest in better practices. Another transformative step has been the eNAM platform. By linking farmers digitally to markets, it increases transparency, reduces exploitation by middlemen, and ensures that farmers can access competitive prices. This digital marketplace is creating a level playing field where even small farmers can connect with buyers across states. Equally critical is infrastructure investment. Cold storage units, processing facilities, and improved logistics are being built under government programs, helping farmers reduce post-harvest losses and increase the value of their produce. These initiatives are not isolated. They are part of a broader vision to modernize agriculture and integrate it into mainstream economy. But with climate change intensifying, governments also need to focus on climate resilience strategies. Climate change is perhaps the most pressing challenge for agriculture, but it is also driving innovation in resilience. One solution is the development of drought-resistant seeds. Advances in genetics are enabling crops to survive water stress and unpredictable rainfall. Equally important is water conservation. Techniques such as drip irrigation, rainwater harvesting, and micro-irrigation help optimize limited resources. These methods ensure that every drop of water counts, especially in drought-prone areas. In addition, disaster response systems are being strengthened. Early warning technologies for floods, storms, or heat waves allow farmers to prepare in advance, reducing the impact of extreme events. Resilience is not only about protecting crops, it is about safeguarding communities and livelihoods. By investing in adaptive practices today, we secure the future of agribusiness for tomorrow. But resilience requires more than tools and seeds. It demands skilled people and inclusive finance. Agribusiness is increasingly technology-driven, yet many rural areas face a skills gap. Farmers often lack training in operating drones, interpreting data, or managing digital platforms. Expanding education and training through extension services and vocational programs is essential to build a skilled workforce. Equally important is inclusive finance. Many small farmers struggle to access loans or capital. Expanding digital banking and microfinance tailored for agriculture gives them the resources to invest in better seed tools or irrigation systems. Financial inclusion ensures that even the smallest farmer can modernize and compete. What ties this together is the creation of a supportive ecosystem. When farmers are trained, financially empowered, and linked to markets, they no longer remain vulnerable producers. They become entrepreneurs driving rural prosperity. But skills and finance alone are not enough. The future of agribusiness depends on collaboration amongst all stakeholders. Agribusiness is too vast for any one group to handle alone. Its future depends on collaboration between governments, private enterprises, NGOs, and local communities. Governments set policies and provide infrastructure. Private enterprises drive innovation, investment, and scale. NGOs and local groups bridge the gap by sharing knowledge, mobilizing the communities, and ensuring that marginalized voices are heard. When these forces work together, an innovative ecosystem is created, one that fosters resilience, inclusivity, and growth. Public-private partnerships are already showing results in sectors like dairy, where cooperatives supported by private logistics are reaching national and international markets. Similarly, NGOs have enabled small farmers to adopt organic practices and find buyers who value sustainability. Collaboration is not just a choice, it is a necessity. Without it, effort remains fragmented and impact remains limited. With it, rural agribusiness becomes a unified force of progress. From collaboration, we now move to the key takeaways and next steps that must guide future of rural agribusiness management. Looking ahead, three priorities stand out. The first is to embrace innovation. Agribusiness must adopt technologies like AI, IoT, and climate resilient practice to remain competitive and sustainable. The second is to strengthen collaboration. Governments, private players, and communities must align efforts. Policies should enable investment. Finance must be inclusive, and community must be empowered with knowledge and tools. The third is to focus on inclusion. The future of agribusiness cannot leave anyone behind. Youth, women, and marginalized farmers must be integrated into the ecosystem through education, training, and access to finance. These steps will not only prepare agriculture for global challenges, but also turn it into a river of rural prosperity and national growth. And now, let us deepen our focus on these challenges and opportunities by breaking them into specific clusters: climate, finance, infrastructure, and workforce. Agribusiness faces a dual reality. On one side, challenges loom large: climate change, land fragmentation, finance gap, and weak infrastructure. On the other, there is unprecedented opportunity through global demand, technology, and youth energy. Climate change and land fragmentation make farming riskier and less efficient. Small holdings limit mechanization, while erratic weather disrupts planning. Finance and infrastructure gaps worsen the situation, with poor roads, limited storage, and lack of capital leaving farmers stuck in the cycles of vulnerability. Yet opportunities shine through. Global demand for high-value foods continue to grow, and countries that can supply consistently will benefit immensely. Technology integration provides solutions to improve productivity, traceability, and connectivity. And the next generation of youth entering agriculture is bringing in fresh ideas, energy, and innovation. The future will belong to those who see the challenges not as roadblocks, but as gateways to innovation. With this perspective, let us explore these challenges one by one, starting with the twin pressures of climate change and land fragmentation. Few factors threaten agriculture as severely as climate change: erratic weather, droughts and floods, disrupt planting cycles, and reduce yields. Rising risks also push up insurance costs, making farming more expensive. For smallholders, even a single season of crop loss can mean falling into debt. Alongside climate pressures is the problem of land fragmentation. As farms are divided across generations, holdings shrink. Small parcels make mechanization inefficient and limit economies of scale. Farmers often cannot justify investing in advanced tool or irrigation systems on tiny plots. Together, these forces create fragility, but they also highlight the need for innovation and collaboration. Climate-resilient seeds, water-saving practices, and shared farming models like cooperatives can help mitigate that risk. Land pooling and digital platforms can restore scale and bargaining power to smallholders. Addressing these issues head-on is the first step towards building a resilient agriculture future. Next, we turn to another cluster of barriers, finance and infrastructure.